This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news of a new state record catch recently caught at Lake Bloomington. And we also have more other outdoor topics of interest. And we'll be talking about the fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs as well. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the idea on our Division of Fisheries congratulates Robert Versella of Bloomington for his recent catch of a new state record hybrid striped bass. The fish was caught at Lake Bloomington on June 12th. An IDNR fisheries biologist, Mike Gartos, certified the fish at 21 pounds, 7.2 ounces. The previous state record hybrid striped bass, 20 pounds, 0.32 ounces, was caught at Lake Egypt in southern Illinois in 1993. With Mr. Versella's catch of a new hybrid striped bass, record, Illinois has set seven new state record fish so far this year. And the park that was damaged by a tornado is reopened. Buffalo State Park in LaSalle County has reopened to visitors. The park has been closed since significant damage to trees at the park occurred as a result of the tornado that struck the area on February 28th. Buffalo Rocks River's Bluff Trail and Woodland Trail will remain closed until further notice, while cleanup of fallen and damaged trees on the along the trails continues. Other areas of the park, including the effigy Tumeli Trail and picnic areas and shelter, has again reopened. And if you're a dove hunter, the time is now to apply for dove permits. From July 7th through the 21st, the second lottery for the Illinois free dove hunting permits for hunting at select state sites. Applications may be submitted for the second lottery by resident hunters who were unsuccessful in the first lottery, residents who did not apply in the first lottery, and non-resident hunters. After the second lottery permit application deadline on July 21st, hunters may apply for the remaining dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis beginning at 8 a.m. on July 28th, and that will continue through August 25th. For more information on dove hunting permit areas or free dove permits, check the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And one more final note has to do with some help needed over at Lake Shelbyville. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville is looking for volunteers to assist with the construction and installation of hunting blinds that are used for their annual deer hunt for wounded veterans and people with disabilities. With generous monetary donations from Ameren, Shields, the CC Fire Equipment Company, and the Whitetails Unlimited Land of Lincoln chapter, materials were purchased to completely remodel 11 hunting blinds. These improvements will provide greater accessibility for our participants. And on Saturday, July 22nd, volunteers are needed to assist with the construction and assembly of these new blinds. The workday will start at 8 a.m. at the Lake Shelbyville Maintenance Facility, which is next to the Dam East Recreation Area. On Saturday, July 29th, volunteers are needed for the removal of the old blinds as well as the installation of the newly constructed blinds. All equipment and supplies are provided by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And if you plan on helping out at one or both of these work days even, please contact Park Ranger Brian Blakeway at area code 217-774-3951. That extension is 7019. And that number again is 217-774-3951, extension 7019. And that's the Park Ranger Brian Blakeway. Fishing is improving at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, although it's a little bit different at each one. At Wren Lake, where the fishing actually has been good all throughout the spring and summer, largemouth bass are rated good on minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs. There'll be reports of fish coming in from around the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and fishing around the bridges along the rocks. The crappie fishing, as it has been throughout the entire year, is rated excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs. They're trying to find most of these in the shallow water and near the fish attractors. For shoreline fishing, fish near the structures, the hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. You might also try the Jackie Branch breakwater and along Mine 21 Road. Fish the main lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill fishing, Good. It's that time of year when you can catch good numbers of bluegill from Rend, and the small jigs, mealworms, worms, waxworms, crickets, all doing the trick. Try fishing the sailboat harbor into Mine 21 Road. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs, and fish the back of the necks in the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. And a channel catfish, another excellent catch. Lots of these fish being coming in. On large minnows, leeches, hogs, hoss hogs bait, night crawlers, and Sunny's commercial catfish baits, try leeches in moving water. Try fishing the flats. Set lines 3 to 4 feet deep from the shore and fish over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day use area. And the white bass are rated good. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs all working. Reports of fish are coming in from around the 154 bridges. The fish are also along the rocks and drop-offs, and they're fishing the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. So there's lots of good fishing to be found at Rend Lake right now. At Carlisle Lake, the fishing is not quite as good, but still pretty good. The lake is about normal, 445.7 or so. Steady. Clarity's been pretty good. Largemouth bass, not a lot of action there. Mostly slow, really. Anglers are going out trying their best to catch largemouth bass, but they're just not catching many of these. And the catfish, they've slowed too, but will pick up very quickly as the waters continue to warm. They're catching these on which ones they're catching anyway. They're rated fair on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And the crappie are improving. There's some very nice fish coming in now. The crappie has been down and not showing much action, but now it is improved. Anglers are fishing fairly deep, around 12 foot deep, and finding good numbers of nice sized fish. And the white bass, they're turning on as well. It's time to head over there and catch your bucket full of white bass. It's time to catch a lot of fish and enjoy some great action. So the white bass are turning on at Carlisle Lake as well. Now at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is just a little bit behind everyone else. There's just not a lot going on. Bass are rated fair to slow. Not a whole lot of action there. And the crappie remain suspended and fair if you can find them, mostly on jig and minnows drifted over deep brush or on the timber. And the walleye and sauger, probably the best bet. They're rated fair on bait rigs and some trolling crankbaits along the breaks of breakoff flats and on the main lake points. So there's some action to be had at Lake Shelbyville, but it's probably the slowest of the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs right now. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.